For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
So just roll straight through that first jump. Don't worry about lifting up or trying to jump anything.
Coaching is just what many members of the press need as they learn a new sport, BMX or bicycle motocross. The city of Rock Hill recently held a bike race for reporters to promote its upcoming world championships the last week of July. A bike race doesn't sound that hard, but with lots of hills and curves on what Rock Hill calls the world's best track, it was a lot tougher than it seemed, as reporter Lucas McFadden found out in the pre-race practice.
And I've sat right here in these stands and on the sidelines thinking like, oh, that's a piece of cake. I can do that. Just a little bit of training. No, I needed more training, that's for sure. And I do a lot of extreme stuff. I like to get the adrenaline flowing, but that was one of the most extreme things I've ever done.
And McFadden, who recently turned 38, is in good shape. He bikes regularly and more.
I run daily 3 to 5 miles. My quads, it's all sore for right now. We only did three rounds. So I can only imagine doing that in a competition, lap after lap after lap after lap. I mean, these folks are going fast.
It's interesting. I mean, I do a lot of crazy things. I've endured skydive. I've, rappelled off of buildings, jumped off of the Stratosphere Hotel in Las Vegas. But my heart up there was like beating out of my chest almost.
This is the main event for all the marbles. Holly Alston out front in the lead. Karen Little in your two. Nick Carboni.
The new track opened in 2014. According to city spokeswoman Katie Quinn, the city's worldwide reputation for its sports facilities helped Rock Hill land the championships.
Incidentally, UCI, who is the world governing body for cycling, announced that Rock Hill was getting the 2017 event 2 months before the track even opened. So they were that impressed with the plans that we had that they felt comfortable bringing this event back to the United States and announcing it at a track that wasn't even open yet.
Quinn said inquiries are pouring in from all over the world.
Never before did I ever expect to see that people from Australia and France and Colombia and Brazil are so excited to come to Rock Hill. To me, that's the most exciting part about the World Championships coming, is just the exposure that we're getting internationally.
Gonna be Wally Alston for the win.
Local TV employee Wally Alston won the competition in a close race. He said he entered the contest because he's always been competitive.
Growing up, it was always fun to ride bikes, roller skate, skateboard, those types of things. So I thought BMX was right up my alley, even though I'm starting to become an old man.
All the hills on the track and riding a much smaller bike than a street bike took some getting used to, said Alston.
I had a pretty fast bike when I was younger, but I never rode competitively. And so I hadn't done all of the jumps, although I've done some homemade jumps. I hadn't done a course of the jumps. So it was a little bit different, having to maintain and control the bike over the jumps and still riding for speed.
McFadden found the steep downward slope of the starting hill to be the hardest part for him, and Alston agreed.
The hardest part was probably the start, coming downhill, getting up to 15, 20 miles an hour, and then going over a jump and staying in control. I feel like I saw the most people fall or wipe out right at that initial jump. So that was probably the hardest part for most people because it's a little intimidating.
Quinn is not sure if the city will hold another press race. McFadden said he's glad he raced, but once is enough. As for Alston, if there's a future contest.
Yeah, if I get an invite, I'll definitely be back to defend my media title.
Quinn said the city expects to see a $13 million economic impact from the bicycle championships. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.